Chapter 58. A hospital bed. Awakening. A figure by my side. Vincent, folded up beneath the curves of his arm, sleeping, his head resting against the mattress where I lay. I woke from my own forgetting, from my own encounter with mental death, and I was still myself. Still me. Still Harry August, and I remembered everything. I lay still a while, not daring to move in case I woke Vincent with my stirring, and my mind raced. I was still a prisoner in Pietroc 112. I was still a threat to Vincent. I was still dying, my body consumed by the poison I had ingested, but my mind was my own. Like I had with Akinlaye, Vincent would want to test his hypothesis when I woke, would look for any sign that there was still a Harry left in my mind. I would not give it. Some part of me must have twitched because Vincent jerked awake at my side. Seeing my eyes open, at once he leaned forward and examined me as a doctor might examine a patient, looking for responses behind my eyes. I considered speaking. Considered reverting back to my native tongue, to my native voice, as Akinlaye had, but it seemed an overcomplication. Instead, I opened my mouth and made an empty, baying, animal sound of distress, which hardly took any mimicry to achieve, so ravaged was my body by poison and pain. Harry? Vincent was holding my hand as I had held Akinlaye's, and his face was a picture of concern. Harry! Can you hear me? He spoke Russian, and I just wailed the louder. Seeing this, he switched to English. Are you all right? Are you okay? He was playing the concerned friend. The cheek of it almost roused me to reply. But there was so little time left, so little life. Best not to squander it now. Besides, in the time I had been unconscious, more tissue had died inside my body, and now all I could do was lean over the side of the bed and heave up a stomach full of acid and blood. I like to think some of it got on Vincent's shoes before he managed to jump back. My head was pounding, and someone had lined the inside of my eyes with Velcro, which crackled around the inside of my skull whenever I tried to look. My left eye kept going off in its own direction, creating a bewildering picture of a room with a gap down the middle, as my brain tried and failed to join up the confusing sense data coming into its core. Poor old Vincent. The timing couldn't have been worse for him. Not enough time to see if I was faking before I would inevitably die. He chose a bolder test. Leaping back from my bed, he waved at two guards, barking in Russian, "Take him!" They took me, one arm each, and dragged me out of my bed. They hauled me down the corridor. I was in no fit state to be anything other than hauled, and dropped me on my knees in a shower room, where a lifetime ago, I'd had an encounter with a very friendly lab assistant called Anna. Vincent stood in the door and barked in English, "Kill him!" What was I meant to do? There was a risk that by demonstrating comprehension of the order, I would show that my grasp of language had survived intact. Then again, if I took my own impending death too calmly, that might suggest that I had a residual awareness, an understanding that death was a relief in this scenario. Thankfully, the wretched state of my own body did most of the work for me, as, finding itself dragged down a hall and deposited so unceremoniously, it duly went into convulsions, which, I suspected, were the penultimate step in departure anyway, and I didn't even notice when the bullet went into my brain.